Thank you so much. Yes, it's time now for the good stuff. You're correct. It's Mike and Kim Burge.
You're invited to Deadwood, South Dakota for the 102nd annual Days of 76 Rodeo and Activities. That's July 21st through the 27th. For more information, you can go to daysof76.com. 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year, 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year. It is one of the great rodeos. Again, go to daysof76.com.
And local, national, and international livestock industry news. You know who I'm talking about. You know who gives that to everybody. It's the Tri-State Livestock News. They also have livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. If you don't already know about all this, you really need to check them out. They have classified special interest sections and so much more. Visit online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and to subscribe. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Go to visitvalentine.com for a checklist of 50 things to do in Cherry County. You still have time this summer to book that trip down the Niobrara Scenic River. It's number one in the Midwest in canoe adventures and kayaks. International Dark Skies designation at Merritt Reservoir. And they have the home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up at Merritt Reservoir. Hey, along with some great fishing as well. That's coming up the end of this month. Go to visitvalentine.org.
A pastor known for his lengthy sermons noticed a man get up and leave for part of the service. After church, the pastor asked the man where he had gone. "Well, I went to get a haircut." But the pastor said, "Why didn't you do that before the service?" "Because," the gentleman replied, "I didn't need one then." That was sent in by Ruben Costa. That's pretty funny, I thought.
Code of the Cow Country by S. Omar Barker. It don't take such a lot of laws to keep the rangeland straight, nor books to write them in, because there's only six or eight. The first one is the welcome sign, wrote deep in Western hearts. "My camp is yours and yours is mine, in all cow country parts. Treat with respect all womankind, same as you would your sister. Take care of old neighbor strays you find, and don't call cowboys mister. Shut the pasture gates when passing through, and take an all in all. Be just as rough as pleases you, but never mean nor small. Talk straight, shoot straight, and never break your word to a man nor boss. Plumb always kill a rattlesnake. Don't ride a sore-backed hoss. It don't take law nor pedigree to live the best you can. These few is all it takes to be a cowboy and a man." That's from S. Omar Barker and Code of the Cow Country.
If you happen to remember the song Back in the Saddle Again, this is a winterized version of that by Fred Hubber. "I'm back in the deep freeze again, where a pot-bellied stove is a friend, where the long-horned cattle wheeze in the early wind chill breeze. Back in the deep freeze again. I'm back in the icebox once more, bouncing across a frozen cow chip floor, where the ice and snow will remain till the Chinooks blow again. Back in the icebox once more." There, as a courtesy, I did not sing that.
And we did it in July, not in like January.
I thought that would cool everybody off as the temperatures are rising throughout.
Here's some interesting things that you may or may not know. 6 feet is how long the average giraffe's neck is, while a human being's neck averages just 4 inches.
That puts it in perspective, feet versus inches.
Yet both of us have the same number of bones in our necks.
Ooh.
There are 7. You want me to dazzle you with another one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Van Gogh is one of the most recognized painters of all time, with his famous paintings decorating everything from coffee mugs to shower curtains, along with walls in the most prestigious museums. But this acclaim was only achieved after his death. During life, he sold exactly 1 painting. And it's not Starry Night. He sold the Red Vineyard for 400 francs. In 1990, one of his paintings sold for $82.5 million.
Wow.
So,
man, if he could have just had a little bit of that while he was still alive.
And perhaps the greatest testament to our modern lifestyle is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a floating island of plastic and trash. According to the 2018 study, it measured 600,000 square miles, twice the size of Texas. But it's undoubtedly bigger now. That's kind of interesting, too. I don't know about that one.
I think that sounds awful.
That sounds awful. Yeah, you wouldn't want to run into that. Wouldn't want to be the island you're deserted on sometime.
Well, and think of the fish and mammals that get caught in it and all kinds of bad stuff.
Well, maybe we didn't leave you with the best one here on the program today, but we'll get better at it, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.